Malice Aforethought. Written by Raven, a.k.a. Single Crow. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress as narrator and Odo.
Contrite Cactite as Major Kira Nerys.
Zia Pods as Siskel.
Nymphy Wolf as The Court.
K-Burb as Juror Number 3 and Usher.
Raven as Jetsia Dax.
Edible Chemistry as Karan.
Aether as Quark.
Andarazu as Chief Justice Talei.
CC Rambles as Justice Chattopadhyaya.
And produced by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. Gentle beings of the jury, have you reached a verdict? Kira on trial. Criminal Activities Report, Deep Space 9, week beginning stardate 48575, compiled by Security Chief Odo. Excerpt. 22:15. Noise reports from Habitat Ring, Section 28 Gamma, localized to quarters of Lee Adderall and Lee Kalin, owners of Far Out Fashions, clothing establishment on the promenade. Upon entering, noted Lee Adderall with bloody nose and red staining on Lee Kalin's knuckles. Asked if she meant to press charges. Reply, negative. Fifth such incident in a year. 22:35. Pickpocketing incident on promenade. 2300. A Klingon visitor to the station, name of Kron, was killed in a bar fight in Quark's. Perpetrator appears to have been Major Kira. High security custody not thought necessary. Magistrate has been informed. End excerpt.
Major,
Sisko said.
When one of my officers doesn't turn up for work in the morning because, and I quote from your message, have been arrested for murder, I begin to wonder if it will be a suboptimal day.
Sorry,
Kira said, and looked out of the window at the revolving stars rather than directly at him.
I really am sorry, Captain.
Of that I have no doubt.
Sisko sat down in his chair.
Just what were you doing?
I knocked a drink over a drunk Klingon,
Kira said.
He'd been hitting the blood wine all night, his friends were getting him riled up. I said he should look where he was going, and he stood up and waved a chair at me. I'm afraid I might have provoked him. Then he came at me with a knife.
And?
Sisko said, looking down at the pad.
Odo writes, following which Major Kira executed a maneuver in which she took the knife and turned it back upon the aggressor.
I didn't mean to kill him,
Kira said plaintively.
I don't deny I did, but there were lots of people in the bar who can witness.
Major,
Sisko said gently,
I have no intention of accusing you, but this is out of my hands now. You'll go to the dock. You'll plead self-defense.
Yes, sir,
Kira said. Break. Excerpt from court transcript, case number 880-2364. Jury in at 1945, station time. The court.
Gentle beings of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
Jurors.
Yes, we have.
The court.
Does the four being have the pad?
Juror number 3.
Yes, I do.
The court.
Beings of the jury, you will listen to the reading of your verdict.
Verdict.
In the Federation Unified Court and the Bajoran District Court for the Space Station of Deep Space Nine, otherwise Terek Nor, criminal action number 880-2364, prosecutor versus Kira Nerys, We, the jury, upon our oaths, unanimously find as follows. Count 1. Murder by malice aforethought. Not guilty. Count 2. Voluntary manslaughter. Not guilty. Count 3. Drunken disorder in a public place. Guilty.
Susurration from the public gallery. The court.
The court thanks the jury.
Usher.
All rise.
End excerpt.
Captain,
Dax was saying over the comm.
There's a Klingon gentleman here to see you.
And then Sisko is being pinned against the wall of his own office while a voice roared in his ear.
Objection.
Break. Interim Establishing Act for Deep Space Nine, otherwise Tarek Nor, passed concurrently by Conference Committee of Federation Devolved Council for Sector 4488 and the Bajoran Provisional Legislature. Excerpt. Article 1. Definitions. When used in this act, these terms shall be defined as follows. D. Deep Space Nine means the entirety of the space station denoted Deep Space Nine in the Starfleet Permanent Installation Code, including its habitat rings, docking pylons, airlocks, cargo bays, recreational facilities, and any other subsection atmospheric or open to vacuum of its structure. Continues. Article 5662. Districting. Where an offense criminal or civil is alleged to have taken place on Deep Space Nine, it shall be deemed a Federation crime for purposes of districting. This section is to be construed without prejudice to the application of substantive law. Continues. End excerpt.
I want you to explain this to me in words with as few syllables as possible,
Kira said, as calmly and rationally as she could. Sisko was nursing a bruise on his temple and looked as belligerent as she felt. Dax stepped forward and said,
This is Karan, son of Morak, Jack Hagar of Kronos.
What does that mean?
Kira asked, still calmly, still rationally.
Literally it means the one who is the sniffer of skulls,
Dax said, a little uncomfortably.
A more idiomatic translation would be, Attorney General?
The Attorney General of Kronos glared at Kira, balefully. He was wearing full battle regalia, but he sat more composedly in his chair than any other Klingon she'd met.
The issue is as follows,
he said, with clipped, precise enunciation.
Major Kira was recently acquitted of the murder of a Klingon named Kron of the House of Duras.
Yes,
Kira said.
It is the contention of the Klingon Empire that she was acquitted only according to the law of the Federation. Nowhere in the law of the Federation does it state that Federation law should apply on Deep Space Nine.
Wait just one moment.
Sisko raised his head.
That can't be right.
Captain, you are welcome to study the legisprudence of your people at your leisure. In the meantime, I shall be in my quarters.
He swept out. Break. Excerpts from KNVTKE 2364-667-SC-119. Per Curiam.
Our learned friend for the Klingon Empire contends that in an absence of immediately applicable substantive law, the reasonable expectations of the victim should be satisfied. The court is not wholly convinced of this proposition in view of the victim's decease, but allows the premise, We are grateful also for the Empire's acknowledgement that should it be held necessary, a Federation court could be deemed competent in Klingon jurisprudence. Due process requirements could not be satisfied on Kronos, given the defendant's relatively small build and lack of familiarity with Klingon procedure. We affirm on the limited grounds that the overturning of an acquittal in a Federation court is not lightly done. In recognition of the court's lack of precedent in this area, we hereby grant leave to appeal.
Footnotes omitted. End excerpt.
What's the problem, Major?
The problem...
Kira hesitated.
Captain, I can't afford to defend this case any further. I need representation and...
Representation?
Sisko blinked.
You mean a lawyer?
Yeah.
Kira nodded unhappily.
Federation law guarantees every criminal defendant a representative of their choice in...
For Federation citizens, sir.
Kira still looked unhappy.
But surely Bajoran law guarantees counsel.
In Bajoran courts.
Kira sighed.
And, Captain, I know it would be a long stretch to call this a work-related expense. It wasn't a firefight or an away mission. I killed him in a fight at Quark's. I acknowledge that. And I've never asked you for help in a personal matter before, but...
She paused.
I need help now.
Sisko nodded.
I understand.
Break. Ferengi, Rule of Acquisition, number 46. The bigger the smile, the sharper the knife. Break.
So, you understand,
Sisko finished,
the delicacy of the situation.
That's a very delicate situation,
Quark said.
But I don't see what that has to do with me.
The murder took place in your bar, Quark. That's never a good omen for an establishment. Not to mention the paperwork, the investigation, the enforced closure.
The enforced closure,
Quark repeated.
So the appropriate reports can be filed. And there's always the chance the investigation could turn up something unfortunate, such as, for example, contraband.
Captain Sisko, I resent that implication.
On the other hand,
Sisko continued, smoothly,
if it turns out Major Kira's acquittal is upheld, and there has been no murder but merely an unfortunate accident...
Captain,
Quark said,
this is extortion.
Yes,
Sisko said.
Yes, it is. I'm so glad we understand one another. Good evening.
Break. United Federation of Planets v. Kira Nerys, Supreme Court of the Federation, 2364, UFP 178.
Chief Justice Talay of Vulcan for the majority, joined by Justice Kijana Chithane of Andoria and Justice Fionn of Beta Zed. Justice 1723-833A took no part in the consideration and discussion of this case. The facts of this case are as follows. The petitioner, Major Kira Nerys, stands accused of murder. On the 14th day of April this year, she stabbed a Klingon man, Kron of the House of Duras, in a bar brawl on the Bajoran space station known as Deep Space Nine. We take these facts to be settled. The identification of the central issue has, we feel, been elided in the appellate consideration of this case. The respondent is an officer of the Bajoran militia serving on a Federation space station. We make strict demands of the respondent in her daily life. She does not commit fraud, she does not cheat, she does not steal. When her captain addresses her, she calls him sir. She follows Starfleet's directives. Were she to enter a contract on board the station, we would demand her performance. Were she to be named executor of a will, we would demand she sought probate. It is clear to this court that the petitioner is subject to the penalties of Federation law. Is she, therefore, subject to its protection? She has been tried under Federation law and found not guilty by 12 of her peers. The Klingon Empire asserts that she may be tried once more under Klingon law, or perhaps Bajoran law, where the justification of self-defense is differently formed. It is settled law that personal jurisdiction follows our citizens wherever they may go, that they may be tried for murder, whether that murder takes place on the most distant colony moon, in Terra Nullius, or on the Klingon homeworld, or here in the Supreme Court's chamber. Were a Federation citizen accused of murder on Deep Space Nine, a trial would swiftly follow. Kieran Arise has been tried for murder on Deep Space Nine. Her prosecutor has been found wanting. It is the unanimous decision of this court that the rights and freedoms granted by the Federation Constitution are granted to Kieran Arise. She may not be prosecuted for the same offense once again. The trial court's decision stands. Affirmed.
Footnotes omitted.
Justice Chattopadhyaya of Earth concurring. I grant the court's conclusion that the Bajoran petitioner is subject to the Federation Constitution and merely wish to emphasize that this opinion stands without prejudice to the Bajoran petition of ascension to the United Federation of Planets.
Break.
Here's what I don't understand,
Sisko said. It was early morning in the Replimat, and they were nursing Ractigenos before the Alpha Shift and Ops.
I've done some research. Kron was a known dissident and violent criminal.
Is that right?
Kira said, and took another sip of her drink. Sisko nodded.
He killed a militia officer on an outpost out towards the neutral zone, and he'd been known to be smuggling weapons to the Maquis for profit. The Bajorans had sent us a specific notice of apprehension for him.
That's interesting, Kira said.
And I looked at the duty logs.
Sisko set down his mug.
You were on duty the night he was killed in the bar.
Kira shrugged.
So what?
So here's what I don't understand.
Sisko paused.
You weren't in the bar to drink. You were there to stake it out for any sign of him. He recognized you. When he came at you with that knife, you killed him in the course of your duty as an officer of the Bajoran militia. This wasn't a murder. It was an assignment that turned sour.
That's possible,
Kira said.
And he's gotten older and more bombastic,
Sisko said, thoughtfully.
But I could almost swear that our friend Karan, when he was a young Klingon warrior, used to go drinking with Dax.
She does have a lot of Klingon friends,
Kira said.
Kira!
Sisko stared at her.
Why did you let yourself be tried by Federation civilian courts when you didn't have to be? When you could have been shipped to a Federation penal colony for the rest of your life?
Kira shrugged again.
It seemed like the thing to do.
Break. Criminal Activities Report, Deep Space Nine. Week beginning stardate 49752, compiled by Security Chief Odo. Excerpt. 2100. Noise reports from Section 28 Gamma of the Habitat Ring. Entered to find Lee Adderall with noticeable bruising around her neck and wrists. Took down report detailing violence of Lee Kalin, following which he was taken into custody. Asked if she intended to press charges. She replied in the affirmative, invoking her right to Federation Council under principle of UFP v. Kira Arise. Made appropriate arrangements. Otherwise, a quiet night. End. Thank you for listening.